Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'll get the clock straight in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Rick Maurer has deposited with us in the last decade as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. So you can go there and find him today, as well as in the search engine or under the M's in the Brain Trust categories that we have there. So find all the things he has there and see what he has to say. He's talked to us about so many things over the years that are still valid. I encourage you to do that. Rick's new book, Feedback Toolkit, right, Rick, coming out?
It came out last month.
Okay, so it's out now, ready to go. So
it's
16
ready to go.
Tools for better communication. I encourage you to check that out. Rick, in the previous segments, we talked mostly about management feedback to folks who work for them. What about feedback coming the other way, from the rank and file up to the regular folks, up to the business owners and the managers?
Yeah, well, that is, pardon me, it's very difficult, as I mentioned, for people to give feedback to the boss, and yet it's essential. And so there's specific things that your listeners can do to encourage feedback. One of the things, they can ask for it, and when you ask for it, be very specific. If you say, we haven't gotten together in a long time. Before we have dinner, any feedback for me? That's just not a good question. It just doesn't work. People don't have anything fine.
You have bad breath.
Yeah, right. I want a second opinion. Okay, you're ugly, too.
Exactly.
So what you can do is be very, very specific. And if you know, for instance, that you're piling on a lot of work, you just keep throwing stuff on, and it's probably making it very difficult for people to get the job done or know what a priority is, then say that. Say, I realize I've been giving you folks a lot of assignments, and I'm curious, is that too much? Boom. And what it does, it sends a signal like, okay, yeah, she understands this, and she's open to hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
So the more specific you can be, even making a guess, an educated guess, primes the pump. It allows people, it lets them know the context you're interested in. And then when they tell you something, I don't care if it's insignificant,
mm-hmm.
Like your shoelaces are untied when you give us instructions. Well, that's pretty insignificant. Your response to that is, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not, okay, get to the point or anything. It's because people are testing the water. And if somebody gives feedback, what everyone else is doing is they're listening for the theme music from Jaws. Man, and if they hear that shark in the water, nobody's going to give you feedback.
Well, Rick, the reason right now is a really important time to be talking about this is because most businesses, large and small, have got not one extra person working for them that they don't need, but they probably do have more work than the people can do. And as the economy struggles to recover and inch, millimeter by millimeter gets a little bit better, then we got new jobs, we got new responsibilities, new things that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have feedback from your people to know who can take this on, at what point in time am I abusing my folks, and when do I need to start budgeting for another person, a part-timer maybe, or maybe an intern, but you've got to have that kind of feedback to know when to add people so you don't do it too soon or too late.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. 100%. I was in New York over the weekend, and the daughter of one of my close friends just graduated from culinary school and is working in one of the best restaurants in the city. And before she goes on to get her business part of her education. And people are coming over to the table. I mean, she was saying what a great place it is to work. And her boyfriend worked at one of the best restaurants in the city and quit because it was so, he would just beat up on people just mm-hmm. because he liked to do that. And you look, and the daughter of our friend said, "Oh man, people here have been here for years, And I mean, they like each other. They want the customer to have it. And that's, you know, and it makes a difference. And man, anybody, any listeners of yours who run any kind of eating establishment know that, man, your margins are slim.
Yeah.
And if you're spending all that time training people and trying to get people up to whatever standard you want your customers to have, I don't care if it's a diner or a four-star restaurant. That doesn't make a difference.
So successful feedback is not just a best practice. It's a return on investment, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah. Give us the website again, Rick.
Sure thing. www.rickmaurer.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. The new book is called Feedback Toolkit. Thanks, Rick, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Okay, it was great, Jim. Thanks.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.